Amr Balaf the Ran Ishanamik Kipidua Kherim Damya. It's in the white lines. It's the fifth line down in the white lines. So we said that this idea that a person can this din over here that we're saying according to Bar Pada that you can be makdish it multiple times at the original moment of Hekdish, once for then and once for after you're part of it, it's only if you're part of it. If it goes into the Rishis of somebody else, then you cannot be, even if you the Makdish eventually acquires it back from the person who was part of it, the original Hekdish can't work because it's when it's a Rishis of a third party in between. So a person would be Mekadosh and Isha for now and for after he divorces her. When he divorces her, she goes into her own Rishus. Now he has to do a new Maisa Kedushin, which that's like as if somebody, she went into a third party's Rishus. So like the Ran, the Fisham Yachin is Garsha, Yotzis Rishus Abal, the Rishusa. She leaves the rishus of the Baal and she goes into her own rishus. I don't understand. Why don't you compare the woman to a case where he's put it? The case of the Berpada, the case of the Mishnah. So you have these little trees. They were either in the rishus of Hekdush or in his rishus. So motilak dushinu la'acher sheyiftu. So he can put a pinion on it. He can put a Hekdush on it. Should be chal after the pinion. Kach ishazu kim shen yotzes rishus abal and rishus atzma. So the two parties over here are the man and the woman. That's like the case of the Hekdish and the Makdish. Rishus Hekdish and Rishus Makdish. So b'din of Shatei Yechel, he's got a Shmiata, feel like a Shatei's Garish. So where's the third party over here? The two parties of the case of the being Makdish and Tias are the Makdish and the Hekdish. And we said, as long as it's in the Rishus of either Hekdish or the Makdish, it's okay. And the woman is like the Hekdish, Rishus Hekdish, and he's like the Makdish. And that's it? So the Rambam Nichali. This is how I'm going to answer the question. If that would be true that a woman is Makadish herself to Hekdish, to the man, Dumi the Makdish Natias Mamish. If she was the Makna, then I would see the comparison. So the man, the parallel would be in the case of the Makdish, the man is the Makdish into Rishus of the Hekdish, and the woman is the Makna herself into the Rishus of the Baal. And she's been macked herself twice. She's been macked herself for now. She's been macked herself for in the future. The man's being makdish the item into Hekdish now. He's being makdish the item into Hekdish for the future after the pigeon. So that would be fine. Al kimish atara omer ki kach ish isha. Bloy omer ki silo kach isha li ish. The man is makadosh the isha. The woman is not makdosh herself to the man. Loy kol haymena shetachlis atzim shus abal. She's not makdosh herself in the shus abal, but rather the baal is takes her. Shemach yirmina beperkam of the kedusha. The Amri he, Harenim Ureses Lecha, Enim Adarei Amamish, if she's, quote unquote, malkich herself to the man, it doesn't work. But what happens? This is what happens. When she reaches the point where she wants to marry him, she prepares herself and makes herself available to be taken. So the woman is not the one who's machna herself to the man. In other words, the point that Ron is saying is the parallel. We even started putting the Isha on the Hekdesh side and the Kadesh on the Makdesh side. So that's heard wrong. Right? If the correct parallel is the man has an item and he's being machna the item to Hekdesh, he's being machdesh it, and the woman has her being, which she's being machna to the Baal. Hekdesh is acquiring the item, and the man is acquiring the Isha. So we're drawing the parallel the wrong way. We're saying he's being Makadisher for now and for after the Gerish, and just like he's being Makdish now and for after the pigeon. That's not the right way to say it. Because in the scenario of the Hekdish, he's the Makna, and he's being Makna twice, for now and when he reacquires it. She's the Makna, he's the Kaina. He's like Hekdish. She's like the Makdish. So the Ram, but the problem is she's not. What happens is, even though he's the Kaina, but there's no Makna. She's not Makna herself, because that's the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says you can't do that. It has to be him doing the Mice of Kinyan. So he's being acquiring something of Hefker. So regards to the issue of being who's the one who's being poiled the kinyan, it's the parallel is the man is being part of the kinyan and hefker of the isha, just like he's being marked of the item to hektish. So he's the poil in both scenarios. So yes, so the parallel of the Gemara, it makes sense. He's being marked of this to hektish, and he's being kind of the isha. So he wants to be kind of the isha now and for later. He wants to be marked of the item to hektish for now and for later. So the pair, it makes sense. You look at the Baal, because he's the only one who's doing anything in both scenarios. Even though the process which he's doing is not exactly the same. But the Gabi Abel can do a cherem damya. The Kedushin are Rishonim in Hebrew Shusai. But now that you understand that the Baal is the Kaina, not the Makna, so right now he acquires her. As soon as he's Megarish her, she goes into her own Rishos. So it left his power. But in the case of Hekdesh, the point was he can be Makna to Hekdesh, i.e., be Makdesh it, and he can be pointed from Hekdesh and then be Makna it again. So it never left his power. But the moment that she is divorced, it goes into her rishus, and she has to do a new mice of deciding to be marked to herself for him to be kind of. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. That's like somebody else being pointed, and now being marked, selling it to him. But that's a decision that the person has to make. The Kedushin Rishonim he rishusai, but like Gershon Yotzim rishusai. Shemachi loy motzina the mifshet gabi kedushin. The chayalu, we can't prove that according to Barpada that kedushin is chayal, just like me pidonhu, the case of pidonhu. Okay. Zotaran, so fine. So then you tell me that it doesn't work. So Vaita, what's a Shaila? We see that it doesn't work. So what's a Rashi Shaila? Prove from Padoma Khairim that it doesn't work. So you the more want to prove from Padon who that it does work. The more says, no, this is like Padon Khairim. So then fine. So you have a right that doesn't that it does not work. So the round we do Khairim Nami Lomatin Mipshit. Maybe we should prove that it doesn't work. It's also not the same. So ha'haka isha gam ken machtes is atzma the rishusay b'mixus. Because to me the pidon who behind the lack of the mishato mehal klal ken nearly. Okay, so. On the other hand, over here, since she's not being makna herself, she's just the Baal just being kaina, so the whole process is on the Baal side. So there is a it is a parallel to the idea of Hekdish of Padon Hu, where he's the total poil. So we understand that there's some way. It's not exactly like Hekdish, but it's not like Padu. It's Padon Hu, but it's not like Padu Mecherim either. It's somewhere in the middle, and that's why Roshi has a shayla. Zatiran v'Rash b'zal kosav nehida bayin la'if shita hocha. This Gemara does not come to any conclusion in this issue. But we could prove the shayla from a different Gemara. Remember, it was Perak Alpha P, Perak Basha, the Mechilton. Naami, Easter Amri. So Reuven sells a field to Shimon, and Reuven says to Shimon, I'm going to buy it back, and I'm being makish now that it should be chal when I buy it back. The culture of the halacha is that it's kodesh. So the Mora says over there in Kedushin, even though we have a rule that a person cannot be makdish, I don't own it yet, I can't be makdish. But over here, that's a case where Shimon has a field. And Reuben says to Shimon, listen, I'm planning to buy your field. And I'm being mad that it now should be chal after buy the field. That's lo b'loilam, because you don't have no balance over the field. The scenario over here is Reuben has the field. Reuben is selling it to Shimon. And says that right now, before he sells it, that when he buys it back from Shimon, it should be kodesh. It should be hektish. So, even though once it goes into Shimon's Rishus, he has no power over it. So it's like Ulla Bala Oilam, but since when he said it, he owns it still. So he has the power to be makdish it now. So where it says that, he's able to put in place a hektish that should be chal after these events take place, since right now it's Rishus to be makdish. Why the time Hashem the kima the biyada lahakdisha achshav v'al bishayaver zmanch lo yehebrishus biyada mekach. Even though it will come a time where he doesn't have that power, biyachal atahu lahakdisha l'chesheyehebrishus biyada, since it is brishus biyada now to do it, and it will be brishus biyada in the future. So he can put in place the hektish for them based on his power now. So Zak the Rashba, Achanami Gabi Isha Hov, who Yachal the Kacha Aksav. Right now he has the power to be Mekadosh. So therefore Yachal the Kacha Gamkin La Akhrazmat. Okay. So why didn't the Gemara bring this proof? According to you, so that wasn't the mem- it wasn't the Bryce, it wasn't the Tan, it was a member of an Amura. So you're right, according to Rabbi Elah, we have a riot, we pass like Rabbi Elah, so we'll pass him like that as well. But you can't call it you're being pushed at the Shaila, because it's not, you're clearing a Shaila. You don't have to. Whenever the Mor clears Shaila, when a Mor clears the Shaila, when he wants a riot, from the statement of a Tana. Mishamachi, my boy, le motzim mishatim mimasnisa. So he wants to know, do we have any rice from a mishnah rice? Chenir das a Rambam zel shekos of the mekudeshes. Rama passes that she's married. Masha the poshet le miyahi. So the Rama seems to be poshet. Halacha lemaisa is the body she's mekudesh. Is the word Rama zayt a sofik? So apparently he must have been poshet from somewhere. He probably is poshet from that case. Hilchach. So now moving backwards back to our Gemara, Kibur Hachad and Pidum Acherim, that which we said over here in Rabbi Yochanan's Din, that a case of Pidum Acherim ain't curses on these kachers. Im Hista Bashas Hektish Shayochal Alof, Im Tavar Liyad Acher, Rabbi Yochanan Menu. Mahani. If he would say explicitly that I'm going to be the case where he says he's being argmor since he's being matheshah for now and for after pidyon, he just says achiksitzu. The morse doesn't work. If a person would say explicitly, I'm being makdish now for when I'm standing out and saying that if somebody else has paid it and I buy it from him, I'm being makdish it. But Shmichal, then that'll work. But if he didn't make that specific language, that's what the Rashba says. So the Rambam ain't noichem. I have difficulty with it. Etzli, the Shani Hosin, the Rabbi Ila, Shabiyadol Hakdisha Achshav. Kim Shabiyadol Hakdisha Achshav Yochul Gamkin Hakdisha Lachrasman. Kishoyse Hakdish Atzma Shum Makdish Lachrasman. Avme Achshav Hu Yochul Hakdisha. In the case of Rabbi Ila, he's only being Makdish at once. So he said, I can be Makdish it now, or I can be Makdish it after these series of events take place, which then will be back to the same koyach that I have now, that I have the power to be makdish. But these two cases over here, he cannot be makdish a second time now. He cannot be makdish a second time now. So that second kedusha cannot be chal now. If he once he marries her once, the second hefdish cannot be chal now once he's makdish it. So the Rashba, the Ran holds that the Rashba's raya, and the Rambam's, therefore the Rambam's conclusion that it works are not correct. Okay, fine. We're gonna get now to an easier section of Gemara. This Ran, by the way, which how he explains how Kedushin works, is a famous piece of Ran. It's quoted a lot of times by Dr. Brennan to discuss, you know, the understanding of how Kedushin works. This Ran is very, very quoted. Okay, Zot the Mishnah. Hanarder meyer the hayam mutar biyeshay hayabosha. Meyeshay hayabosha also meyer the hayam. Sheyer the hayam b'klal yeshay hayabosha. So a person says that I'm not going to benefit, or I'm not going to give benefit to those who go down to the yam. So the people don't go to the yam. They just basically, they're not sailors. They basically, people stay on the dry land. He didn't ask himself. He says, Yeshe Yabosha. So he said, oh, so people who are sailors aren't included. That's not true. Everybody is a Yeshe Yabosha. Some people happen to go to the yam also. So you're the yam, but Klal Yeshe Yabosha. Now, when he says Yerda Yam, lo kelo shalcha mayakol liyafir, le mishadarka lefarish. When he says Yerda Yam, he doesn't mean that people take the short trip, which along the shore from the city of Akko to the city of Yafo. But it means people who go out into the out to the high seas. Set the ram. He means those people don't go out on ships. Even though right now they're at sea. The first time now, the next upcoming Mishnah is the Ram has them all in his version of the Gemara all over here, and he explains all of them now, but we're not going to do that yet. So the Gemara, Rav Papa, Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Ika, the Machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Ika. Chad Masni Reishim, Chad Masni Seifa. So this last statement about Akka L'Yafa, some put that going on the Reishim. Okay. And some put on the Seifa. So Mala Masi Reisha Hachi Masi Hachi. And then the Yerda Hiyam, Mutta Biyashi Abasha. Hobi Yerda Hiyam Osir. So he says it the way we said it in the Mishnah. So you're the yammer, you're usher in, but below Kela Hokim Yaku Liafoy, the Halun Yesha Yabosha Nino. When he said you're the yammer, he did not mean these type of people. Those are still called Yesha Yabosha. Who does he mean to answer? Alamisha Darka Lefarish. Darka Lefarish. People go out to the distance. But Oman the Masni Seifa, he learns the Mishnah like this. Masni Hachi. Hanar de Mirsha Yabosha, also Briar de Hayam. So the person who's nerded from Yerda Yabosha, he's also Yerda Hayam. Now you might think, when I say Yerda Hayam, I mean the people which are people who stay home, and even people which go in short distances in ships, because that's basically Yerda Yabosha. The people which go out to the high sea are called Yerda Hayam. So the Mishnah note, because eventually he's going to go back to dry land. Okay. Zlak Duran. Nine lines up from the bottom. Gemara Chatan La Reisha. Lohadit Nan Loikela Holchem Yakel Yafoy. So some learn that last statement is going back on the Reisha. The Sirli Das Reisha Kavur Lekula. So you're also in Yerda Hayam, but not those who go from Akal Yafoy. The Halan Yoshi Yaboshanino Mishum the Opurta Tanami Akal Yafoy. Shane Krevin Zel Zel Mikri Yerda Hayam. So that type of ship trip by boats is not called Yerda Hayam, and they're called Yoshi Yabosha. And when he says Yerda Hayam, he does not mean the Asr and those people. The last run on the page, and some say no, it's going on the Sefer. And it's saying a Chumra. The Filo Misha Darka Lefarish Bakal Yeshe Yabosha. Even people who go out to the sea are called Yeshe Yabosha. Bechinam I Filo Hochim Miakla Yafa Bakal Yerdehya. But it would come out according to this that when I want to know what's called Yerda Yam, the person who goes Me'akal Yafa is Yerda Yam, and he'll be usher in those. When he says Yerda Yam, he'll be usher in those people. What the Mishnah is saying in the Seifa is that included in Yoshi Yabosha is Akal Yafa people and even people go to the high sea. But in the ratio, the definition of Yerda Hayam, includes even people who go mayakal yaf. That's also called yerdei yaf, according to the shita, because the Mishnah didn't say anything on the ratio to qualify it. We pass on like the second opinion that even that comes out that people who go mayakal yaf would be included in yerdei yaf. Because the Rashi was out the mistar, but the ain't osur b'chol mishayored pam achas mayakal yafe. We say that he's osur these people. It doesn't mean a person who one time travel like that. El b'mishayrogo leirid shom toder. He goes there regularly. Inami mishayayored b'shas nidroy mayakal yafe. Or it was a one time, but he was in the middle of that journey by the time he made the netter. Okay. He wants the netter to take effect after 30 days. And meanwhile, this person came back to the port, and he's sitting on the yabosha. So the Yerushalmi wants to know, yabosha shas amiras hanoyder azlinan. You look at the time he made the netter. Hashta yerda hiyamlinan. Yabosha chalois hanoyder azlinan. You look at the time when the netter takes effect. The havelu yeshi yabosha. These people at that point in time are yeshi yabosha. And he'll be mutter in those people. The Tolulei, the more it ties in, Yerushalmi ties in this issue, the Shaila, the put of the Rishma, the Bekiva, the Pligi, the Parabash, the Mechilta. Into the following, it ties into the following Mechilkas. Bisha Shamra, Radin Azira, Lacher Shan Nasei. So, the Rishma, Summer, the Bosa Chalois, and Nedra is leading a Baal Mefer. So the law is that a Baal who's only an Orus has no power of a forested daughter. After Nesuin, after the woman's in Nesua, the Baal has the power of a forested daughter. The Nedra is going to take effect after the Nesuin, but she said it when she's in Arusa. So does he have a power of a Fora? So Rishma, does he have a power of a Hafora? Since the netter is going to take effect when she's already nasi to him, she's in the suwa, and the baal has the power to be made for such a dorm. He has the power to be made for that netter now, because the ikur is not when the ikur is when the netter will take effect. He was summer the buster shas amir oslinen. Made a baal made for bekaidman. So now the law is that not only can a baal not be made for something he's an orus, but any netter she brings in to the nesuin already on her, the baal can't be made for now that he's noisei her. He can be made for not a netter which came in which is there from beforehand. So Shmuel says it's not there from beforehand, even though the mir was there from beforehand, the chalois wasn't there. Rekiba says the netter is there from beforehand because the netter was made when she was in Arusa. It's called the Anabal made for Bekaidman. The Kaimel and Kripakiva. So the Yerushalmi says, we'll tie that in over here. Further, Shmuel, the main thing is when the netter takes effect. So when the netter takes effect, these people are Yerushalmi Bosh. From the Kiva, the main thing is we define the netter, but when you said it, at that time they were Yerde Hayam. Hill Osir Boys and Shane Akshav Yerde Hayam, Afish and Bishas Chalis, Nasu Yerde Yabosha. The Bosha Hashtag, and we look at now when you make the netter. If you'd have this, you say if the situation would be the opposite, somebody who's right now Yeshi Yabosha, and later on will become a Yerdeyam, but since at the time he made the netter, it was Yeshi Yabosha, but the Torah will be Mutter. You throw a pair of bows to the mechilta, misiyata d'shmaya. I'm not convinced of that parallel. Mishamim iboyelhu ve'elu shiardim liyam kenatayil imhem b'klal yer liyam eloy leibshita v'luchum. Another shaila which Yishami discusses is people which are yer liyam just latayil, not for the purposes of being sailors, etc., or people who do this regularly for business, and they included it in that. So the Ran said that's also a shaila. That the Mishnah. Another Miroyeh Chama. So the person says, those who see the Chama. The Chara, a person who's blind, doesn't see the Chama. So the Mishnah, no. Also, Af Besumin. Shalon Yiskam and Zael of the Misha, Chama Roya Oiso. Okay. So the verse is my time. You look, Chama Min Haroyin. Just say people who see. What do with the sun? People who are sighted, as opposed to a person who's blind who can't see. So his point is lafuke dogim v'ubrim. He's not asking himself from those which are in the things which live in the sea, and they're not visible because they're covered by the sea, or they're not visible because they are an uber which is in the mother. And that's what he meant to say. So there's going to be some run on this. Yeah. It should be marked off on the side of the page by Shishayach Masis in the command of Mabez. Also off the summon. The Kikomer Miroy Chama Loshi who haim Royim Hakama Kamer. It doesn't mean they should see the sun. Dim Kain Havalin the Mamer mean a Royan Bilkun. She just say from those who see. Shri Kola Royan Haim Royan Gam Ken Hakam. People who see the sun. Alavadai made a Matkir Chama. Once he mentions the sun, he means the Royah Chama, the Chama is Royah. Shachama Royah is some Kamar. If we get dog and move him, these Kamar and Kedisa Bigamore. Okay. Zog the Mishnah. Another Mishkaya Roish, also Bekarachin. Bali Savis. The person says people who have black hair. Shkaya Rosh, so he's also in people which are bald and people which have white hair. They became old. But he's permitted with women and ktanim. Shein nikroim shkari harosh ala anashim. So the more my time. So why you include? Why people which are bald included? If your point is only people which have hair, the color is irrelevant. Just say hair. Okay. So what's that thought process? Okay. My timer. Anoshim zimnin the michsu rishayu, zimnin the migal rishayu. Anoshim the oilam michsu, uktanim the oilam miglu. So the when we say shkari rosh, the point over here is I don't discuss the color of the women's hair because that's it's not it's always covered. So if I wanted to describe the women, I would say Mechusei Harosh. I wanted to describe the children, I would say Megulei Harosh. So I meant to say the Shkarei Harosh. I discuss the color because that's the only thing I really, which is really available to discuss. Most men are Shkarei Harosh. Rosh. Some people are eventually whitened. But most men start off with Shechari HaRosh. So that's, I don't mean to say Dafka that color, I mean to say men.
Okay, then why do you say men? You see that it's not just men. I really don't see the katana.
Well, let's see the run. You know, let's see the run for tomorrow. The run is partially over here and partially over here. Okay.